The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast, presented, of course, by DraftKings Sportsbook. We love those dudes. We love all of you. This is the most popular podcast among my buddies. This is the one where I get text messages from guys like Chuck and BJ and other folks that listen and chime in on with their thoughts. Love it. This is like the most popular podcast we have. Thank you for that. Please spread the word to anybody you know that likes podcasts or likes making the NFL games a little bit more interesting. I think I said we're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm going to say it again, because those guys are awesome. Thank goodness for DraftKings Sportsbook. Any line we ever give you, and we record at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time, is always directly from DraftKings. I'm Ross Tucker. I think you know this, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years. You can check me out on social at Ross Tucker NFL, whatever social you're on, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, I'm there. I'll be on the sideline Sunday for Eagles Niners, so you can see what the press box food is like at the Link in Philly. You can see what beers I have Friday and Saturday night if you're following me, and any insight I provide, of course, into football. All of our shows are available youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, and you can always just see the highlight clips of the other shows by following Ross Tucker Pod on Twitter or Instagram or on Facebook. So if you don't want to watch or listen to the whole college draft or fantasy feast or Ross Tucker football podcast, you can get what we deem to be, you know, the most notable comments from like Greg Cosell on a Thursday or whatever by following those platforms. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL is a great way to consume the show. Some people like to be able to see our facial expressions. I like seeing Steve's facial expressions when he's making a joke or making a point or saying the Saturday teaser of the year, which got us both 3 units. So glad I went on in on it with that extra unit with you yesterday or last week, Steve. Check him out at Fezzik Sports, only at Fezzik Sports. There's an at Real Steve Fezzik out there. Everybody report him. Everybody report him. Let's get him kicked off Twitter again, because he's a liar, he's a scam artist, and he's an imposter. And I even have guys I know from college that he tricked, believe it or not. Don't let him trick you. Report him. I'm going to do it right after the show, Steve. I'm going to report him, because he acts like he's the co-host. He'll post like the graphic of the show and be like, oh, Ross Tucker and I did this today. Only at Fezzik Sports, only pregame.com. Steve, last week was a good week. You were up 3 units. I was up 1 unit. For the year, you are now up 8 units. I'm up 40 units for the year. We'll start with the Chiefs and the Jags. I leaned to the Jags getting the 8.5. Trevor Lawrence got the backdoor cover. like I thought he might with that field goal late in the game. But that was just a lean. You and I teased the Chiefs down to -2.5 and the Eagles down to -1.5. Didn't really feel like either one of those was ever really that in doubt, Steve. Three-unit play. We don't do it often, but we did it and we hit it. And I know a lot of our listeners came in on that one with us. That was pretty nice.
The people's teaser hits, Ross. Got to feel good. And, you know, frankly, a lot goes wrong with the Mahomes injury in the Kansas City game, and we still get there. I actually upgraded Kansas City by 0.5. Now you got to downgrade them for the Mahomes situation, but just for that performance, because with Henny or with a completely compromised Mahomes, Kansas City and Jacksonville are pretty comparable teams, and I thought Kansas City handled the adversity very well.
How about my boy Chad Henne? 2 for 2, Steve. He's from Wyomissing, Pennsylvania. He went to Wilson, which is the big powerhouse school where I'm from. Literally next door. We border almost the entire school district, borders each other. 2 for 2 in the last 3 years coming in playoff games and getting it done for the Chiefs. 98-yard touchdown drive. Remember a couple years ago he got those first downs against the Browns to milk the clock out in the divisional round? Chad Henne's a divisional round hero is what he is. Let's go Giants-Eagles. The Giants were getting 7.5. This is just a bad play by me. I thought it'd be a close game after what they did against the Vikings. I took the Giants getting 7.5. They got annihilated by the Eagles, 38-7. I lost 2 units there. My question for you, Steve, I think this is an important one. How much does that change your opinion about the Eagles, if at all, going into the NFC Championship? That the Eagles, after a month where Hurts was hurt, they didn't look great, it looks like the Eagles are back to when they were the best team in the middle of the season. Does that affect your power rating, or you just say the Giants are frauds?
Oh, it completely affects my rating. Yes, the Giants are frauds. Yes, when the Giants play the Vikings, two of the big, most fraudulent teams in the NFL, and one team covers twice, namely the Giants, they're probably overrated. But nevertheless, even if you're playing a mediocre team and you beat them 38-7, you're going to get a power rating bump. I raised the Eagles actually 1.5. That's a significant adjustment this late in the year. Why? We didn't know the health of Hurts. He didn't look 100%. He didn't look far from it, however. Because of that, I raised the Eagles 1 point for the performance, an additional 0.5 for Hurts being healthier than I had anticipated.
So this is another question I have, because I want to get your perspective on this. Do we, and we'll get to this a little bit when we get into the conference championship games. And as a reminder, this time of year is a great time of year to ask your questions of Steve, because we get to them. We get to a bunch of them in the offseason. Yeah, we'll talk about March Madness, and we'll talk about the Masters, and we'll talk about the Kentucky Derby. We'll talk about betting other sports in the offseason. But we also do a lot more theory stuff in the offseason. We bet the heck out of the NFL draft, so you need to keep listening each week. But we also talk and answer a lot of your questions in the offseason. And the way I always look at it is if somebody else has that question, I bet like thousands of you have that question. Here's mine, Steve. The second question. Do we tend as bettors, whether it's the public or the pros, do we tend to overrate the previous week's performance too much? And I mention that because I've seen the line movement with the Eagles and the Niners. I've seen the line movement with the Bengals and the Chiefs. And I feel like everybody you talk to is saying Eagles, Bengals, Super Bowl, Bengals, Eagles, Super Bowl, everybody. But the week before, people weren't really saying that because the Bengals didn't look good against the Ravens, and they should have lost or could have lost if Tyler Huntley doesn't do that, you know, quarterback sneak over the top thing and fumble. And then as well as the Eagles hadn't really looked good the last few weeks, and they were playing a Giants team that looked great. That didn't seem to matter at all in the divisional round, how they played the week before, whether it's the Giants, how they had played, how the Eagles have played their last time out, how the Bengals have played. Do pro bettors, or is it just the public, overrate the previous week's performance too much?
I think both, frankly. I think it's an old cliche, but it's really true that no NFL team is as bad on a bad performance as they look, or as good as a good performance. I'll use an example. I don't know the answer here. I do know in college football for years, the team that was the number one home field advantage was Boise. Why? And I'm going somewhere with this. Boise wore dark blue uniforms and they had blue turf. Camouflage, Ross. Hard for the opposing quarterback to see where the secondary was. Advantage Boise. Well, how brilliant are the Bengals? They come out, I mean, they wear orange and black. It's the Buffalo field is painted in white. And here come the white unis with the white helmets for the Bengals, camouflage. I think no one else talked about that. I think that was an advantage. I think that helped to throw the Bills offense off with what the Bengals did. Anyone who saw Die Hard 2 knows how important it is to wear white with Colonel Stewart in a snowstorm.
All right. The next game, let's get to the Sunday games. Bengals were getting 5. I think that might have closed. Did that close at 6?
It did go up to 6. And the narrative took over about the O-line issues and the problems. But you know what? Those problems were there on Monday when the line was 4. And yet it just kept getting bet up because that narrative got circulated around that Burrow weren't going to be able to protect him. Well, zing, he throws the ball out every 2 seconds. Just a tremendous game plan by the Bengals.
Totally agree. They have a good coaching staff, and he's super smart. I had the Bengals for 2 units getting the 5. I thought it'd be a close game. It wasn't. The Bengals dominated. 2 units for me there. You leaned to the Bills, Steve. You also thought the O-line issues would be I mean, it was tailor-made for the Bills to win. Snow game at home, Steve?
Yeah, there's been a lot of snow in Buffalo. You know, all I can think of is maybe the cumulative effect of all these natural disasters, these 2 epic snowstorms in Buffalo, the Hamlin injury and the stress associated with that, the extra travel going to Detroit, an extra road game, finally caught up to the Bills potentially.
Last but not least, we had the Cowboys and the Niners. The Niners were laying 3.5. I took the Cowboys for 2 units. You lean Niners. I got to be honest with you, Steve. Like, the Giants was just a bad bet by me. The Cowboys, I kind of feel like I was on the right side. I mean, Dak gives them a field goal with the interception in his own territory. He takes away a field goal with the other interception. I mean, the Cowboys were clearly the better team in the first half. Now, the Niners ran it better in the second half. The Niners won the game. Niners deserve the credit. But let's put it this way. If they played again, Steve, I would take the Cowboys in the 3.5 again.
I agree. I think I would take the Cowboys in the first half plus the 3 for sure. The fourth quarter, the Niners, Dallas did look like a tired team. This was their 4th straight road game. But you nailed it. At the end of the first half, it's 6-6, and Dallas is in the red zone. So that means they're supposed to score about 4.5 points, and the Niners aren't going to get the ball. So Dallas is going to be up 4.5 going into the second half where they get the ball. They're supposed to win. They're favored to win at that point, and Dak throws a horrendous interception, which means they don't get a field goal, they don't get a touchdown, and the Niners ultimately get a field goal. So about a 7.5 point turnaround on that one play, that was the difference. And ultimately, Dallas loses by 7.
So for the week, I was up 1 unit. You were up 3. For the season, I'm up 40. You're up 8. We were 1-0 on our best bets with that 3-unit teaser. That now puts us 23-17 on our best bets for the year, a 58% strike rate. This is interesting, Steve. We have a 61% strike rate when we have a best bet on a line. We have a 53% best bet strike rate when it's a teaser, and it's 50% when it's a total. So when you and I are on the same side of a line this season, it's 61%. This is all the data, by the way, you can get if you become a Tuckheads member at patreon.com/RTmedia. Our guy Grades posts all of this stuff, and it is absolutely glorious. Almost as glorious, Steve, as getting the greatest Valentine's Day gift for your loved one ever at myfrontpagestory.com. You guys don't know what to get your significant other. I'm telling you, do this. You either fill out an email, 5 questions, or you talk to a writer for 5 minutes while you're driving. Tell them how great your significant other is, wife, girlfriend, fiance, I don't care, whatever you got. They write the most unbelievable story. It's beautiful. Looks like it's on the front page of the newspaper. It's framed pictures of her or the two of you. And it's just amazing to be able to say to her, I had a story written about you. Just sounds like the most romantic gift of all time. And then when she reads the quotes and everything you tell her, she will cry. I'm just telling you, she's going to cry when she sees the quotes about how great she is from you. That's myfrontpagestory.com. And if you use the code RTFP10, you get 10% off. I will say this too. I'm going to throw an additional mention in here. WestshoreHome.com/Ross. Just go there and check out the pictures or the videos. I remodeled 2 of my bathrooms upstairs. Thanks to these guys. Check it out. Just look at the pictures and videos. I don't even need to say anything else. Look at the before and after pictures, before and after video. WestshoreHome.com/Ross. That would actually be a pretty sweet Valentine's Day gift for someone. We move on, Steve.
No, not yet, Ross. We don't move on. We remind all of the gentlemen out there, today is the day. Make your reservation for Valentine's Day night, because despite all of those great gifts, if you don't have your reservation in this week, all the restaurants are going to book up and your lady is going to be disappointed.
That's a good point. What day of the week is that this year?
Tuesday.
Tuesday after the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's probably a good time for me to take my wife out to dinner. That's a good call there. Literally writing that down. Tuesday dinner after I go to myfrontpagestory.com. All right. The Niners are in Philadelphia. It's 3 p.m. on Sunday. I will be on the sideline for Westwood One. Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner in the booth. The Eagles are laying 2.5. The total is 45.5, Steve.
Love Kurt Warner. I make these two teams exactly equal. I'll give Philly 2 for home field. That makes the game 2. It opened a pick in some spots. If we would have done the podcast right at the openers, I would have leaned Philly. Now I'm starting to lean 49ers. I'll say this. I'm holding out. I'm holding out for that 3. You know we love catching 3 when 2 equal teams play, Ross. It's not there yet. I think it could get there. As soon as 3 hits a +3 -110, I will bet the 49ers.
So I got 2 things here. Number one, I could only lean the Eagles here, laying the 2.5. How often, Steve, is 2.5, is the spread even a factor?
You mean landing 1 or 2?
Right.
Yeah, it happens more than you think. Like this year, it's about 3% and 2.5% that it'll land on the 1 and the 2. So that's about a 5.5% of the time. So 1 out of 20, a team will win, but win by only 1 or 2 points.
Got it. Well, a couple of things. Number one, I think it's going to be a good game. I think the fact that the spreads for these two games are what they are indicates it's going to be a good game. I'm teasing the 49ers up to +8.5, and I'm pairing it with the Chiefs up to +8. I think, you know, we didn't get great divisional round games. I think we're going to get very competitive conference championship games. Mahomes is going to play. Now, he might not be running around, but he's going to play. And I love the idea of getting the Niners at 8.5 and getting the Chiefs at 8. So I've got a 2-team, 2-unit teaser. Niners up to 8.5, Chiefs up to 8 for 2 units.
And I fully endorse that. In fact, I too am going to go 2 units. Wait for it here, Jack. This is indeed a best bet.
The best bet.
That's the way to go, I think, for conference championship weekend is to that's the way to go is to get in these best bets, these teasers as a best bet. As for the game, I would only lean Philadelphia. I think they're the better team. I think they're playing better. I think they're playing at home. I think they're going to win the game, probably. Probably by a field goal, maybe a touchdown. That place is going to be a buzzsaw for Brock Purdy and the Niners. I'll just say this. I'd be very impressed by the Niners if they won this game. Very impressed. Eagles have one of the best rosters I've ever seen. I mean, they really do, Steve. I grew up outside of Philly. This is the best Eagles team I've ever seen. That doesn't mean they'll win this game. Doesn't mean they'll win the Super Bowl. You know, these are not seven-game series. These are one game. But here's how I look at it, Steve. If this is a seven-game series, boy, I think the Eagles win it like 4-2. You know, I think they're better. But anything can happen in a one-game scenario. Kyle Shanahan's an awesome coach. We'll see what happens. So I would just lean to Philadelphia, laying the 2.5. But obviously, you guys know I think it's going to be a close game because I'm taking the Niners up to 8.5 with the teaser. Steve and I are.
The irony here, Ross, is that we just spoke about the reaction even pro bettors have to 1 week. So the Eagles look great. The Niners, not so much. And now you're saying, well, the Eagles are playing better. I agree, last week. But the body of work, when was the last time the Niners lost a game? I mean, the Niners have been playing much, much, much better than the Eagles over the past 8 weeks. Now, I get it. You can argue, well, the Eagles had home field pretty much wrapped up and they were coasting to the end. And I think that's a very valid point.
But also, the Niners played a much tougher team. I mean, the Cowboys are way better than the Giants. So you can't forget that either. Cowboys are good. I mean, the Cowboys, there were six teams I thought had a chance to win the Super Bowl, and the Cowboys were one of them. But they're gone. Now we go to the AFC, where thank goodness it's not a neutral site game. I don't like that idea at all. We'll get to the Bengals and the Chiefs. Now, I think, did this start out with the Chiefs -1 and now it's Bengals -2? Where did it start, Steve? Because I know it's -2. Bengals -2 now on the road, which is telling. But I know it started out, I don't know if I saw the Chiefs +1 or -1.
The Chiefs started -3. And
what?
They did. And now, and
hold on a second. Do the sports books not take into account Mahomes' ankle when they set the line?
You hear all the time, Vegas knows. That's all you hear. Vegas knows. Vegas knows. Ross, Vegas has no clue. The bettors know. I'm pulling up a bet I made. And I hear this all the time. Like, oh, like, and it was so obvious that since he had the value, because is Mahomes even going to play? But I actually submitted the +3. And I got denied that I didn't get the bet in. And I never do this. I don't know if you can see this. Boom. Here's my bet on the Bengals. +3.5. -150. All right. I bought the half point through the three. I never do this. But I was so mad that I missed the +3 on the Bengals because I knew it was a great bet that I went ahead and bet +3.5, lay -150, which is the same as really +2.5. Just a bad line. Opening line at Caesars. They do a great job over there. But in this case, I was like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I could believe it because it makes sense, right? That all along, Cincinnati hasn't been as good as Kansas City, but the Bengals are not just better. They're significantly better right now with Mahomes compromised. The line I made, by the way, on this game, a 100% Patrick Mahomes, KC -5. With Chad Henne, Bengals -3. With Mahomes completely compromised, Bengals -3.
Interesting. Wow. That's very interesting. So we already talked about it. We like the Chiefs in a teaser with the Niners up to 8. I think the Bengals are going to win the game. So I would lean Bengals -2, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tease the Chiefs up to +8. Any other thoughts? Total's 47, by the way.
I do have a bet. We're going to bet this at DraftKings. I love the menu at DraftKings. They excel at this. They get up the team totals early and other options. I am playing a team total. I'm going Kansas City to go under 23.5 points. It's minus 125. That's the current number. I just checked it. All the money is on the Bengals. All the money is on the under. That's telling you Mahomes isn't going to play, unlikely, or that he's going to play and he's going to be playing on one ankle. If he's playing on one ankle against that Bengal defense, I don't think KC gets to 24 points. They certainly don't get past 24. I'm going under 23.5 points. Team total, Kansas City, 2 units.
Wow. That's a pretty good bet, man. That's a really good bet. I think I'm going to go in on that with you. I'm a huge fan of Bengals D coordinator Lou Anarumo. Huge fan of that defense. And, I mean, they scored 27 against Jacksonville, and Jacksonville wasn't even covering Travis Kelce, and they scored 27. And a touchdown of that was Chad Henne, 98-yard drive. I'm with you on that one. That's another best bet. KC team total under 23.5. 2 units, Jack.
The best bet.
And if you don't know who Jack is, you got to listen or watch the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. That is our producer for the show behind the scenes. Let's get to an email question here, Steve. Gosh, some of these questions are so long. Guys, you're killing me. Okay. Big fan of the show. I have a question about value bets. This is from Joe Prizzi. This past weekend was the Champions League final in soccer. That's a long time ago. And some coworkers of mine wanted to make some bets with me. They liked Madrid, so I backed Liverpool. Liverpool was a minus 190 favorite at the time, but since I'm betting with friends, I got even money. My question is, what would be a good amount to bet in terms of units if I don't feel that confident about the outcome, but want to take advantage of the value, essentially going from minus 190 to plus 100, Steve?
All right, so a minus 190 bet is going to win close to two-thirds of the time. All right, we'll call it 65%. And at Pick'em, you only have to win 50%. So that's a 15% differential. That's an ROI, you double it. I won't go into why. Of about 30%. So the Kelly criterion, the math people say, Ross, you're supposed to bet 30% of your betting bankroll. So if you've got $10,000 that you're betting on sports, you should actually bet $3,000 on such a bet. Obviously, your friends aren't betting that much. So you bet whatever your friends are willing to risk with outstanding bets like that.
So does that mean, Steve, you said 30% is the advantage? So then you said, or 15% is the advantage, you doubled it. I don't really understand why you doubled it, but okay. And then you said 30%. Is that number why you bet 30% of the bankroll? Whatever your perceived advantage is, that's the exact percentage you use for your bankroll?
Yes. And like the extreme example, let's say you can bet the sun's going to rise tomorrow, okay, at Pick'em, all right? That's going to win 100% of the time. And the note, and you're getting it at a 50% bet at even money. So that should you bet 50% of your bankroll? No, you bet double that. You bet 100% of your bankroll. You bet every dollar you own because it's a certain winner. So that's why we double it in terms of the expectation associated with that. But this is called Kelly criterion betting. You can read up on that. A lot of pros bet what they call half Kelly. They calculate their expected edge, and if they think they should bet 8% of bankroll, they only bet 4%, because pros are notorious for overestimating the probability of winning bets. And so a lot of people bet what's called half Kelly in terms of their optimal bet sizing.
Interesting. I like it, Steve. That, see, how much of what you know is just your own stuff and what you've learned from experience, and how much of it is stuff that you kind of read over the years, like, you know, trying to get knowledgeable?
I would say 3/4 of it's what I read. 1/4 of it's personal experience. You know, I grew up with guys like, I don't know if you know who Anthony Curtis is. He runs there's a website called the LasVegasAdvisor.com that has outstanding nuggets on how to win gambling, how to get great deals on food. Ross, you talk about all your great food that you have in the press box. And I can tell you, like, you come to Vegas, you treated me to a fantastic meal, but you dipped in the expense account. If you don't have that expense account, you go over to Ellis Island and get some of the best barbecue for $20. Thank you, Anthony Curtis, for providing me all these deals that are out there with his excellent monthly newsletter.
Ooh, I like it. All right, here's what everybody can do now. Follow Steve on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL everywhere. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. If you want to see all of our bets in black and white for the whole year, it's patreon.com/RTmedia. If you want the greatest Valentine's Day gift ever, it's myfrontpagestory.com. If you're not sure where to spend your winnings from trailing me and Steve this week, this year on our bets, go to westshorehome.com/Ross. Free consultation on the greatest bathroom remodeling of your life. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.